So we're in a situation where we are shaking up and rolling the dice on the DNA. The DNA makes changes in the physiology of the plants that we eat, which are not being studied. The genes transfer to gut bacteria and likely to internal organs, which could make changes in the DNA there, which are not being studied. So, even though I consider this to be one of the most serious health and environmental dangers we now face, unlike many other problems in the environment, this is one of the easiest battles to win. Simply by informing people of the health dangers, and simply by taking steps to protect ourselves and our families, we can bring down this dangerous experiment. And I'm not speaking just theoretically, I am describing what happened in Europe. In April 1999, Unilever, Britain's largest food manufacturer, committed to remove all genetically modified ingredients from their European brands. Within 1 week, every major food company in Europe followed suit. McDonald's, Burger King, Safeway, Nestle's, for their European brands. Because in Europe, people learned about this. Studies show that the more people learn about genetically modified foods, the less they trust them. Imagine that. In the United States, a recent study showed that more than 50% of Americans say they've never eaten a genetically modified food in their lives. Most Americans eat them in every meal. You know how extensive soy is in the diet. Unless it says non-GMO or organic, it will be genetically engineered. Same with corn. High fructose corn syrup, maltodextrin, dextrose, soy, corn flour, corn oil. And there's canola, and there's cotton for cottonseed oil, Hawaiian papaya, a little bit of zucchini and crookneck squash, and Quest brand tobacco. There used to be a potato that was taken off the market. A rice has been approved but not commercialized. Wheat was being threatened by Monsanto until the entire wheat industry virtually erupted in concern and they withdrew temporarily their bid to commercialize it next year. So we're facing a situation, fortunately, where consumer concern is growing around the world. Nearly 2,000 jurisdictions in Europe have declared themselves GM-free zones in 22 countries. There are GM-free zones being established or already established in parts of New Zealand, the states of Australia, Venezuela, most of Brazil, Angola, Sudan, Zambia, Mendocino County, California, Trinity County, California, and on the ballot of four other counties in California, where I just came from 2 days ago, speaking and listening to the rhetoric of the biotech industry, claiming that these foods are safe and been proven safe by the FDA. Even though in the lawsuit against them, they defended themselves by saying the FDA does not regulate genetically modified foods.